Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. Yep. 7:07 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Truckers, couple of trucker stories for you. A man has been charged with multiple counts of vehicular homicide after authorities said he drove his semi-truck too close behind a van, and that triggered a fiery multi-vehicle crash on a Georgia highway that killed 8 people from the same family, including 5 children. Kane Aaron Hammock, 33, faces 8 counts of vehicular homicide in the second degree. He was charged also with following too closely. Oh, and by the way, had no registration and failure to exercise due care on Interstate 85 in Jackson County. That's about 62 miles northeast of Atlanta. Yeah, that can be a pretty busy road. Well, anything around Atlanta can be very, very busy. But this guy, why was he following so closely? I mean, you've got this huge truck, and the crash occurred around 4:10 p.m. Monday, northbound lanes I-85, this is near Commerce. Authorities said the semi struck the back of a Dodge Grand Caravan, sparking a chain reaction involving 4 additional vehicles. The van caught fire after impact. All 7 people inside were pronounced dead at the scene. An 8th victim was later found at the crash site. I don't even know what that means. But here's a trucker not driving properly, no registration, and people died as a result of it. And, you know, you see it on the roadways. I've noticed. I would say, you know, around COVID and after, that the driving of many truckers seemed to get more aggressive. Now, in their defense, what a tough job to have with the bozos that are on the roadway. So I understand their frustration, but you still have to be totally in control of this, you know, what, 50, 70,000 pounds if you're carrying stuff. I mean, you can't let emotion get the better of you. And those folks who think they can, like, push vehicles along by following so closely, all you do is create an extremely dangerous situation. I'm not picking on all truck drivers, because many of them are extremely professional and very good at what they do. The vast majority of them are that way. But you do remember the ones that, you know, are right up your tailpipe and really close. And you know me, I don't drive like an old man, you know? Not going crazy, not speed or anything, but you know, I keep a good pace. If you're trying to run me off the road, Yeah, you're probably not driving properly. Anyway, just what a sad and tragic thing. And, you know, maybe there's going to be more scrutiny on the truck drivers. Not all of them, like I said. But, you know, it doesn't take a lot to give truckers a bad name. Related to truckers, Trump administration plans to withhold $40 million from California over its refusal to enforce English language requirements for truckers. According to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, do you know what the language is of air flight? It's English. Yeah. Did anybody whine and cry when it became like the official language? No. So why can't you at least be somewhat proficient? I don't think the requirements are that high, actually. The move came weeks after an investigation found that illegal immigrant truck driver Harjinder Singh killed three people after making an illegal U-turn in South Florida back in August. And I'm sure you remember that, right? California had issued the driver a commercial license, but these English rules predate the crash. And because of California failure to enforce English proficiency, it's going to cost them. Yep, $40 million. California is the only state in the nation that refuses to ensure big rig drivers can read our road signs and communicate with law enforcement. This is a fundamental safety issue that impacts you and your family on America's roads. The Golden State thinks it's okay to ignore the U.S. Department of Transportation English language requirements for truckers. You can play all the games you want, but not at the expense of American lives. And he's right. And I think that is absolutely a good move, a smart move. And I don't see why. It's just for California to grant licenses to folks who are not qualified in that way, can't read the road signs. That guy in particular that caused the fatalities, yeah, he couldn't pass the road sign tests. He didn't know what some of them meant. You're driving a 60,000-pound vehicle. That's crazy. All right, Bernie Sanders. You know, the socialist Democrat, but he's an independent. He grew frustrated with a Republican town hall attendee. This was a CNN town hall. AOC was there. They were discussing the ongoing government shutdown. So a student from American University, Rohan Naval, a Republican, asked Sanders, he thinks the shutdown reflected Schumer's leadership. And Bernie Sanders replied, well, I think it reflects more on Mike Johnson's leadership and President Trump's leadership. This is a leadership that said it's okay to give. Well, how do you feel? You tell me. You think it's a good idea to give $1 trillion in tax breaks to the richest people in the country and then make massive cuts to health care for working class people? This is a tired old thing that they try to use and try to play class warfare, and it's not accurate. It never has been. But here's how the young man responds. Well, I think Chuck Schumer has voted for continuing resolutions 13 times in the last 4 years, and he has the opportunity to vote for one again, but he's refusing to come to the table. I think, look, Bernie Sanders replied, I have said there are 53 Republicans in the Senate, correct? They need 60. What does that mean? It means you have to talk to the other side. Mike Johnson's not talking. John Thune's not talking. President Trump's not talking. That's a problem. Republicans have blamed Schumer for the shutdown, saying it was meant to appease the Democrat Party's progressive wing. Last week, he came under fire by the White House for reportedly claiming that things are getting better for the Democrats during the shutdown. Yeah, to heck with the American people. You know, we've got politics to play here, and we think it's going to work out. Every day gets better for us, Schumer told Punch Bowl News. It's because we thought about this long in advance. We knew that health care would be the focal point on September 30th, and we prepared for it. Their whole theory was threaten us, bamboozle us, and we will submit in a day or two. But he's not telling the whole story as usual. Do you know when this whole Obamacare, the tax credits and all that were put into place, they had a sunset date. They knew that these tax credits would go away. And the whole idea of allowing them to begin with was a temporary thing. It was meant as a temporary thing. We knew Obamacare was not going to be able to sustain itself. And it was only going to end up costing more. And of course, it's exactly what occurred. But they don't want to sunset these tax cuts. But that's the original law. Tax breaks, I should say. That's the original law that they voted on. They were fully aware of that. But they don't always like to tell the whole story. Interesting, huh? Hey, it's 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning. Welcome. Coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? It's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. It is 7:22. Time for What's Bugging You. A chance to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And good morning, Helen. What's bugging you?
Hi, I didn't get a chance to respond yesterday. But we have patients who call our office and leave a message. They talk so fast, you can't understand what they're saying, especially if they have a very unusual name and we're supposed to guess what it is. They don't leave the whole phone number. They only say it once, and they are often, they're in and out of that phone call in less than 10 seconds. And we're listening to it five times, trying to get enough information so we can call them back.
Wow, that's, yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. And kind of what bugs me, that's probably kind of the opposite of that in some ways. Like on my message, I say, hey, I'm not available right now. If this is important or whatever, I go, please leave, you know, a detailed message. And if, hey, it's, you know, so-and-so, I mean, call me back. I call you back. What's it about? Why are you calling me? What is it that you want? That way, when I'm talking to the person, they go, oh, yeah, yeah, I was wondering if you could blah, blah, blah. So, and it's usually an ask. It's like, see, I could have already checked my calendar. Now I'm put on the spot. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm not sure. I got to look at things. Now it presents more phone tag. Instead, they could have just said, hey, are you available on this date to do this? And then I could check my calendar and then get back to them, and it's a done deal. So, yeah, I totally, but to try to figure out what people are saying and not leaving a good, concise message, because usually, you know, you're prompted in a lot of them. Like if you call the doctor's office or like the pharmacy, you know, please leave, you know, your full name and your date of birth and et cetera, et cetera. And, yeah, but people, I don't know, communication skills are lacking. And younger people, I guess, if they can't text it, they can't verbalize it in some cases. I don't know. But I got to tell you what's bugging me. So I told you that I hit a deer a few days ago. And I was extremely fortunate that it really did barely any damage to my vehicle. I mean, I don't know how that happened. You know, they have all these plastic front ends and all that. And I just had very, very minor. It was really a matter of replacing one of those clips and putting it back into place. It really, I did it myself. It wasn't a big deal at all. And I was like, wow. I'm happy that really worked out. Well, just yesterday, when I'm leaving work, I'm out in the parking lot, and you know, I've parked next to the, you know, where there's like curbing, so nobody can park on one side of me for sure, and I edge over to that side to leave more room. And even in doing that, it appears that somebody hit my car. You know, right where the door meets that front fender panel, you know? So when I first opened my door, like, almost like a little scrape. How irritating. Nobody left a note or anything. Just how completely rude that is. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, is this a personal thing? Somebody knows that's my car? Is it somebody that works around here? And why wouldn't they fess up? And it's just rotten, you know, and it really bums you out. Especially since I'm like, ooh, I'm so lucky that damage wasn't done. Now some idiot with probably about the brain power of a deer does something like that. And it reminds me of what happened to me. It was just probably, I don't know, maybe it was a year or two ago, probably 2 years ago now, in a supermarket parking lot. And a dent on the side of my truck. And, you know, I take good care of my stuff. And you can match it up with a shopping buggy perfectly to the dent. So somebody let a buggy ram into it, maybe accidentally. It was on maybe a little bit of a slope. Or somebody purposefully did it. I don't know what's wrong with people. You know when you left a dent and you're just going to be so dishonest. You're going to walk away from it? I don't know. And, there's a part of me that says, look, it's a material possession. It can be fixed. You know, don't get yourself all worked up about it. But it's just another one of those little stressors that's unnecessary. People just pay attention. Shopping cart buggy or pulling into a parking spot and you, oops, I hit something. Mm-hmm. So that is what's bugging me. Last chance to get in, 877-975-9825. And I'll grab one more call, and then we'll go to break, all right? I've got some stories about people are still saying stupid things about Charlie Kirk. I can't believe it. But I'll get to that in a minute. Good morning, Rick. What's bugging you?
Just FYI, whenever you have a deer incident, you do not say you ran into a deer. You tell the officer, the insurance, the deer ran into you.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's a good point. And that's exactly what did happen. The deer jutted out right into the roadway and actually struck me. All right, 729 on the Bob Rose Show. Happy Thursday. The government is still shut down, but we do have plenty of stories to get to, my friends. And also coming up at 8:34, we're going to talk to Senator Rick Scott about that government shutdown. So stick around. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Thursday. It is 7:36. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg's on vacation. He'll be back Monday. And so flying solo and hanging in there and looking forward to one heck of a beautiful weekend. You've got homecoming UF. You're going to have alumni there. Roads are going to be busier. And they also shut down some of the roads near the university on Friday. If you're not familiar, new to the area, yep, homecoming parade And that begins at noon, so they'll shut down the roads a little earlier than that. 13th, University, and around that area. And hopefully if you have business to take care of, you'll be able to get around that. Interesting case going on. Parents from Northern Virginia late Wednesday night had to raise money. And they did. They reached a massive $125,000 bond. Why did they need that? A judge ordered them to pay in order to stay in court and defend their sons, who were suspended and found responsible for sexual harassment after objecting to a transgender classmate using their male-only locker room. The parents, Seth Wolf and Renee Smith, they're suing the Loudoun County Public School Districts, and they had to raise $125,000 because a judge said they had to have it. They had to have the funds by the end of the day Wednesday if they wanted to keep fighting for their sons in court. So they raised that money, and it was ordered by the judge, Leona Brinkman, who said the money is meant to ensure that the parents would be able to pay for the school district's attorney fees if they end up losing. I'm not sure that I recall that, if this is normally part of the procedures, where they say, what, you have to have a certain amount of money set aside to take a case to court when you're being accused of something? Quote, we have serious doubts that such a bond can be legally required, and this requirement that the plaintiffs put up the money to pay the government's attorney's fees is certainly very unusual and unexpected, especially when the government acknowledged in court that its insurance policy is covering legal costs. Huh. Before taking the case to federal court, the attorney Hetzler and the parents, Wolf and Smith, sought other avenues to ensure the two boys were not suspended or marked as sexual harassers on their permanent record. They sought to appeal the Loudoun County Public Schools Title IX sexual harassment investigation finding, which came after the boys were videotaped. The boys were videotaped by a biological female who identified as transgender inside the boys' locker room. The video caught them outwardly complaining to each other about the fact that there was a girl using their facilities, which resulted in the boys' suspension and the district's harassment finding against them. So you have a biological female invades the boys' locker room, videotapes it. Do you think maybe she was hoping for a negative reaction? Yeah, probably. But she's invading there, but they're the harassers? That's crazy, right? So, the school district found, them guilty of harassment, right? However, the appeal was ultimately denied by the district, so the decision was made to take the matter to the federal court with the help of a Trump-aligned law group, America First Legal, AFL. Meanwhile, on Friday, the judge for the Eastern District of Virginia extended a temporary halt to the boys' suspension so that they could continue attending classes as the case is adjudicated. But simultaneously, the judge also expressed significant weaknesses in aspects of the plaintiff's allegations. In another ruling that same day, which ultimately required the parents to drum up $125,000 over the next 3 business days. Yeah, over 3 days, if they want to keep fighting the matter in court. Wow. According to Pryor from the AFL, from that group of attorney, it's not entirely atypical for the prevailing party in a preliminary injunction to have to put up a bond. However, Pryor noted, in public interest cases such as this one, bond requirements are often set very low, sometimes even at $0. Pryor also said he was not aware of bonds being required to cover attorney's fees. In most times, it's done where a company is enjoined from doing something like selling a certain kind of widget, for example, and the injunction will cost them something. The bond helps to ensure that if the prevailing party does not ultimately succeed, the other party is made whole from the impact the injunction had. So it doesn't seem like it's applicable to this case at all. In the judge's order, she explicitly indicated the bond was to ensure that the defendant, if the defendant prevails, it can recover from that bond its attorney's fees. So they set up a online fundraiser, and they met those goals pretty quickly. When asked about what their plans would be if they were unable, well, it doesn't matter. They did make them. And so they made the bond. And now I guess it will proceed in court. But, I mean, is this not a logical thing? Your boys, you're in the boys' locker room. A biological woman who is trans comes in and is video. First of all, wouldn't it be against statutes of some sort that you can't videotape inside of a locker room or a bathroom? Come on, Virginia's got to have something on the books related to that. So, really, I mean, I guess, I'm not an attorney, but, like, how could you, anytime that you have evidence that was gotten through illegal means, that evidence is generally thrown out. And it was illegal for her to be videotaping in there. So there wouldn't even be a case of catching these boys and harassment. They're complaining about there's a woman in the boys' locker room. And they're the ones that are in trouble. Yeah, no wonder they were able to raise funds so quickly. And this isn't this a Loudoun County? And they had several issues through the years from left-to-center wackadoodles having their way, and then later, you know, having to change that tune to school meetings and stuff like that. All right. Well, when we get more information on that, we will continue to follow it. It is going to be a beautiful day. Really. Try to enjoy it if you can. And even if you have to miss a little of the show, the Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Happy Thursday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Rise and shine and pump it up, my friends. Come on, it's Thursday. 7:50 right now, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Happy, happy Thursday indeed. Government is still shut down, and I don't think anything's going to give anytime soon. At least it doesn't appear that way. But here's hoping, right? The CIA is operating in Venezuela, and President Trump, when asked about it, yeah, he fully admitted. Now, there was somebody who kind of leaked that out. So, and whoever did that, you know, don't you want to catch these leakers? How many times, you know, a president's been undermined by these leaker who clearly, you know, doesn't share the agenda of the president. But anyway, it's out there. And he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we're operating in Venezuela, which I can't recall. There was an admittance like that, especially if it's kind of early on in a mission or operation, if you will. Hey, you're looking for something for the kids, a photo op, a pumpkin patch kind of a situation? Well, you know, we've been supporting the pumpkin patch for 14 years now. That's the one at the Gainesville Church of God on 39th Avenue. And they have the a program. It is called Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child. So buyapumpkinfeedachild.com is where you want to go for more information. But, I mean, they've got all the activities, new inflatable, bounce house, pumpkin patch, express train, cornhole games, photo ops include Tomater, Scooby-Doo Mystery Machine, and they've got hot dogs, cotton candy, and stuff like that. And they also have items for sale, like, well, pumpkins, yes, and pumpkin bread and pumpkin cake pops and Guatemalan coffee. So, yeah, enjoy. And, yeah, it's a fun time. It definitely gets you, like, in the fall mood, even when the weather's a little on the warm side. So what's going on in New York City? I mean, Election Day is November 4th, and the way things look right now, Mamdani is going to be the mayor, Zohran Mamdani. I mean, he's facing, you know, the washed-up Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo definitely has a lot of negative baggage. So, and the people of New York are quite familiar with him and don't care for him. And here comes Zohran Mamdani. He's an assemblyman. He's got a very friendly face. He's got a nice smile. He speaks in a way where you say, you know, hey, seems like a nice guy. Well, of course, astute voters are going to look for more than just somebody who's friendly, but you'd be surprised how many are not digging in. They clearly can't be hearing all the information that is becoming more and more readily available about who this guy is. And, you know, he's a socialist. And he makes promises that there's no way he can deliver on. He's talking about free buses. He's talking about free health care. He's talking about even grocery stores that would operate under free or reduced prices, which means they would have to be subsidized. Then he's want free universal care for children. There's no way that you can fund these things, and he knows it. Martha McCallum had him on Fox News, so he had the courage to go on to Fox News and do an interview. And that just goes to show you how confident this guy knows. He's savvy. He's sharp. He really smooths over when you ask him about, you know, some of his radical policies, or even ask him simple things like, how do you plan on paying for that? You're going to have to raise taxes. And the governor already said she's not going to raise taxes, and you have to have the legislature behind you to raise taxes. Oh, but he just smoothed it over. We're gonna get it done. We're gonna do it. Well, how are you gonna pay for it? Well, you know, we'll find ways. And I mean, and this guy, you know, and I haven't seen a lot of people utilize this information, but I think it is important that he comes from a family that has extremely close ties to the royal family of Qatar. And what does that matter? Well, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11, they gave him safe haven. The family. I mean, to me, once you find that out, all bets are off. But I haven't seen it brought up, you know, in a major way. I think it was the guy that writes books, Schweitzer, that brought that information to light. But apparently Andrew Cuomo is set to unleash a barrage of attacks during their first debate, which is later on today. We'll see if he is successful, but it's not like Cuomo's the poster child to take Mamdani down. We've got Senator Rick Scott joining us at 8:34 right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.